what needs and desires are to be fulfilled, and I'll be doing research to figure this out. In the conceptual design phase, I will be dealing with trend watching, and I'll be doing marketing research on the web. And then finally, in the detailed design phase, I will be doing product evaluation, and so I will be collecting the requirements and ranking all of the requirements to see how we did.
Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm the user interface designer. Likewise, I have three different roles for each stage of the design. The functional design is looking at the technical functions of remote control. In the concept design, the user interface, how the user reacts with the product. And in the detailed design, sort of like the user interface design, what they might be looking for, things like fashions, what makes what, how we're going to make it special. That's about it.
In the functional design phase, I'll be dealing mostly with the requirements. We'll discuss what functions the product has to fulfill, and so on and so on. I suppose we'll work together on that one. In the conceptual design, I'll be mostly dealing with properties and materials.
Yeah.
Project plan, discussion, and then closing. Grand total of 25 minutes. So we are putting together a new remote control. We want it to be something original. Of course, we're not only a electronics company, but a fashion conscious electronics company. So we want it to be trendy. Functional design. Do we have any ideas of maybe let's just throw out some ideas of what kind of remote control we want to have, and then we can go into how we're going to design it and how we're going to do the detailing.
Yeah, well, the function of remote control is just to, you know, change the channels is its main function.
So we want it to be a TV remote, or, I mean, do we want it to do other things besides just be a television remote?
I suppose you could try and make it a universal remote that could work on all sort of electrical products in one person's house. You know, they all sort of have the same role, changing channels, volumes, and then programming.
Okay.
I think they all work on the same principles, or sort of like, I don't actually know, tiny, but is it just infrared? Is that just in that?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, universal remote. This is my first go around with creating a remote control, so. I think we're all in the same boat here.
One thing I thought of with remote control is you always lose them.
Okay.
So if there was a way of finding it quite easily, I thought that would be quite a good feature.
Set our remote control up to where it has
a tracking device. Oh, you can get those key
like
when you whistle or make a noise and it beep. Yeah. Generally, all remotes are sort of quite similar in their appearance.
Yeah.
Just long.
So they're kind of like long and rectangular.
Yeah, black usually.
Crazy, you know,
yeah. I think so. Maybe some spherical or something. A ball. Yeah. People, I thought maybe, because people always tend to throw the remote control about the place to one another, if it was in a ball, and maybe the actual controls are inside or something. Yeah.
Time, so obviously some restrictions are here. However, one question is how stable is that thing supposed to be? First, the material, pretty much. What are we going to build the thing out of? How sturdy is it going to be? Do we want it to last longer, or rather have people have to buy one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ball-shaped,
it could be cased on the outside and everything could be inside.
So we want it to be modern, fun, sturdy. So our form and our function, we want it to be universal. It's something that we're supposed to sell for about 25 euros. And you know, goals for profits are, I think, somewhere around 50 million euros, what they want to make up. So
also, since we're partners of the International Remote Control Association, maybe we want to make it something that was globally appealing.
Okay.
That's more of a research item for marketing.
So marketing, yeah. How, maybe marketing, you could find out what is the most universally appealing remote control out there.
Yeah. Maybe as far as design goes, maybe we could have different ones for different target audiences.
Okay.
Because maybe one won't require
to all.
All of the countries we're targeting.
Guys have any ideas for what it should look like? Maybe we could draw it up on the board over there. Some ideas.
I'd go draw sort of the ball idea. Well, my original idea was just simply sort of a sphere. Where maybe you, this is where it's connected together, and then when you open it out, it could could be maybe a flip, like a flip phone, and then when you fold it out the middle, maybe a hinge. That'd have to be the strongest part of it. If you did use a hinge, if it was just two parts, and then you'd have just like your buttons. Things inside. I think sometimes remotes have too many buttons, so maybe as simple as possible, as few buttons inside as possible. And then there was the idea for just something, maybe if it had like some kind of like light or something, or lights around it. It's looking a bit like something out of Star Wars at the moment, though, to be fair. But yeah, that was a sort of simple idea I had. And then you could feel it about. It would almost be like a ball. So that was just the idea I had. I don't know if anybody else has other ideas. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. The idea, it didn't have to necessarily be a hinge. That was just one idea. Yeah. I suppose the things become my sure sort of design. But I mean, I'm trying to think of like the design of others. I can't think of anything other than the long rectangle for remote, maybe smaller, sort of fatter ones, but there's nothing being done sort of out of their field. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but maybe, I mean, that would be kind of big and bulky. We could also try to do the hinge thing so it could, like, flip out that way.
I think definitely doing something different is a good idea. I mean, maybe design something that's sort of like, well, I suppose not everybody's hand's the same, but something that would maybe fit in the hand easier. Yeah, with a grip. You still might be hard to, it's still not the easiest thing to hold, yeah. 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 It's, yeah, I think it's definitely got to be a one-handed job.
sort of rips along the side.
Yeah.
Easier to hold on to that way. Of course, that'll then remove some of our ball. Unless this part were raised, so say the cover flips over and covers that part, so the grip is. But if we're going to make it flat on the bottom, flat on the bottom, and then have the sort of rips in the side here, I guess. And then and then we have the problem with the hinge. So if we're flat on the bottom, it's not going to roll away, it'll stay rolling. Don't have it flip open. We just have a ball.
But then maybe go back to the to something along those things then. Yeah.
It's like the rectangular again, only with a couple of jutting out points. But it's one handed.
The question is what makes those game pads functional? I think that's pretty much the form for hand. So it's a round shape underneath that makes it comfy.
Yeah.
Makes it nice. So that's the essential part. Of course, the more technology you stick in that, the more it will cost. So. I mean, of course, it will be evident after a while. If you look at it, it will be evident which way around the point is, the numbers, and the buttons and stuff. But,
even if you designed it in a way that, you know, isn't a rectangle, but still pointed in a direction that had a definite point, so if that's your thing, you get something like that instead. And there's just, you know which way you're going to be pointing it. What's it say for next? It says there what you need to do for the next meeting, I think.